This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say the death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike in an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included 6 children, according to the head of the Ukrainian president's office. He said after emergency crews finished combing the rubble that the dead also included 24 people initially listed as missing following Saturday's strike in Dnipro. A Ukrainian presidential advisor who had said the Russian missile exploded and fell after the Ukrainian air defense system shot it down resigned Tuesday. Military officials have stressed Ukraine doesn't have a system that can intercept the type of missile used in the attack. NATO surveillance planes have started arriving at an airbase near Romania's capital, where they're set to undertake regional reconnaissance missions, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Airborne Warning and Control System surveillance planes, or AWACS, will begin missions that are expected to last several weeks. At the base, Stefan Neumann, the component commander, says the planes will be valuable eyes in the sky.
With the Airborne Early Warning and Control System, NATO has indeed a powerful, flexible and deployable capability for air and sea surveillance.
German diplomat Peer Gebauer adds NATO must stay strong in the face of Russian aggression. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was detained by German police on Tuesday while taking part in protests against the demolition of a coal village. She was carried off by 2 officers in riot gear. She did not appear to be actively resisting. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo are carrying out a facelift in the capital Kinshasa ahead of a visit by Pope Francis at the end of the month. But those who work in the informal sector say police are going too far. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In Democratic Republic of Congo's capital Kinshasa, police are preparing for a visit by the Pope. This pre-dawn raid is targeting makeshift stalls at a busy intersection. But traders here complain that the operation, called coup de poing, which roughly translates to punch, is going too far. Mr. Jesus has seen his hardware shop destroyed.
The police are destroying these women's products. It's not fair. They should do their job properly because we are welcoming a man of God.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has removed 40 troops guarding the presidential residence after expressing distrust in the military for failing to act against demonstrators that ransacked government buildings on January 8th. His decision was published on Tuesday in the government's official gazette. Most of the troops guarding the palace are from the army, but some are also members of the Navy, Air Force, and a militarized police force. Last week, Lula told reporters that security force members were complicit in letting a mob of supporters of far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro storm the main buildings that form the seat of power in Brasilia. A day after the arrest of the fugitive that Italian police caught on Tuesday, investigators detailed the last hideout of the Sicilian mafia boss. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
Perfumes, designer clothes, and sex pills. These were some of the items left behind by top mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, investigators say, as new details emerge on his life in his last hideout. He was caught on Monday at a private hospital in Palermo after 30 years on the run. Messina Denaro hid in an apartment in the small Sicilian village of Campobello di Mazara, where residents say they're happy about his arrest, but also saddened that their village will be known from now on for its infamous resident.
Meanwhile, natural gas supplies in a central Asian nation of Uzbekistan are being interrupted because neighboring Turkmenistan has suspended exports amid low temperatures, Interfax cited the Uzbek Energy Ministry as saying on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.